Namaste everyone. We at Infinity Foundation would like to wish you all a very happy Navaratri and a happy Dashera. Navaratri and Dashera are undoubtedly one of the most important festivals for us Bharatiyas. These festivals constantly remind us of the profound philosophy that they carry forth with them. Whether it is Durga Devi's victory over Mahishasura or the victory of our beloved King Sri Rama over the demon king Ravana, these battles demonstrate the importance of identifying and eventually decimating the evil forces, that is Adharma. It is important to realize that these evil forces did not just end with Mahishasura or the Ravana. They have continued to reincarnate in various forms and avatars, and they continue to exist till date. We, a team of Infinity Foundation scholars, have produced a book titled The 10 Heads of Ravana. Through this book, we have identified 10 contemporary Hindu-phobic scholars whose work threatened the unity and integrity of India. We have critically analyzed their work and given a factual rebuttal. Some of the scholars that we have chosen are Romila Thapar, Ramchandra Guha, Shashi Tharoor, Devdutt Patnaik, Sheldon Pollack. Now, these are very big names, very well celebrated, hold enormous influence on public policy, history textbooks, so on and so forth. For instance, Romila Thapar, who is a very well-known historian, has had an enormous influence on our history textbooks. She also tries to whitewash the brutal Islamic invasions on India. She says it is nothing compared to the existing social evils within the Indian society.
People that should know better, but obviously don't, that for the last 1,000 years, Hindus have been enslaved and victimized by the Muslims. And now finally, they are free. That is not what history tells us. In the last 1,000 years, if you look at the status of Hindus in the subcontinent, very interesting ideas, events, people emerge. Sanskrit learning was located at many more centers in the subcontinent than it had been before.
Now, this is very appalling. We have mounting physical evidence that points to otherwise. One can just visit the site of Hampi and see for themselves the brutal destruction that has been inflicted upon us by the Islamic invaders. And that cannot be compared to some social evils that exist within every society and not just India. Then we have people like Devdutt Patnaik, whose books are very popular, and you'll find it in almost every urban Hindu household. Now, he calls himself a mythologist.
He is India's most renowned mythologist, speaker, author and illustrator, Dr. Devdutt Patnaik. So, Dr. Patnaik?
There is no harm in that. But the problem is that he interprets our sacred scriptures, our itihasas and puranas, through the lens of mythology. And there are so many people who derive their information about the Gita or the Mahabharata through his books. This is very problematic.
So, I happened to read his book, My Gita, and I was a bit surprised because I always thought of him as a storyteller. And he has this knack of making stories interesting and laying them out for the layperson. So, I thought, why would a storyteller write on the Gita, which is a very philosophical text and which takes years and years to understand? So, I picked up his book, My Gita, and the moment I started reading it, I thought, no, this is something seriously wrong. Yeah. Because he is getting each and every concept right from the minute details to the bigger picture completely wrong, and he's presenting them as his authoritative interpretation. He calls it My Gita, so he says, okay, it's My Gita, I'm free to interpret it. And then he says, if Shankaracharya can interpret it, if Ramanujacharya can interpret it, why can I not interpret it?
We urge each one of you to get a copy of our book, The 10 Heads of Ravana. Read, understand, become aware of the evil forces that are causing Adharma and living amidst you, and also understand how to fight them effectively, intellectually. This Vijayadashami, let us all pledge to become an intellectual Kshatriya. wishing you all a very happy Navratri and a very happy Dussehra. Jai Hind.